With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley is vowing to keep fighting Donald Trump after Saturday's South Carolina primary. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Polls show Haley trailing far behind Trump in her home state, but she has no intention of dropping out of the race. She said that would be the easy path, and she refuses to stop now. Speaking in Greenville, South Carolina, Haley described both Trump and Joe Biden as hugely flawed candidates who are both too old to be president.
Also at SRNNews.com, a family friend of 11-year-old Audrey Cunningham is being held in jail on a capital murder charge after her body was found in a river near her rural Texas home. Polk County Sheriff Byron Lyon says divers recovered her body from the Trinity River north of Houston. Don Stephen McDougall is being held. It's every parent's vacation nightmare.
A young girl died Tuesday in Lauderdale by the sea in Florida when a hole she was digging on the beach about 5 or 6 feet deep collapsed. Sandra King with Pompano Beach Fire Rescue says responding crews found a boy buried up to his chest in sand, and the girl was completely buried under the boy. Rescuers used support boards to keep more sand from collapsing in as they shoveled the children out. The girl was pronounced dead after being rushed to Broward Health Medical Center in Fort Lauderdale. The boy was hospitalized in stable condition. I'm Jennifer King.
European Union countries have agreed on a new package of sanctions against Russia. The decision coincides with the second anniversary of Russia's invasion and comes days after the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The measures target individuals and businesses suspected of assisting Moscow in its war against Ukraine. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 166 points, the Nasdaq off 168. This is SRN News. Persecutions of Christians in Iran surging.
A coalition of religious freedom groups has released a new report indicating that the Islamic government in Tehran is mounting a full court press against Christianity, jailing and fining as many believers as possible. Those who seek to distribute Bibles come in for special attention as Iranian authorities try to limit the spread of the word. The report is a joint production of Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, Article 18, and Middle East Concern. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates cheering the decision by the Alabama Supreme Court that frozen embryos must be treated as children under the law, saying it could become a model for other states. Chief Justice Tom Parker's opinion reached into the Bible, stating that even before birth, all human beings bear an image of God, and that their lives cannot be destroyed without effacing his glory. This is SRN News. A study tracing the online postings of a white supremacist who in 2019 murdered 51 people inside two mosques in New Zealand has revealed he was planning the attack years before he carried it out.
Researchers in New Zealand have been tracing the internet activity of Brenton Tarrant, the man who posted an online manifesto and then live-streamed his attack on two mosques in the city of Christchurch. They want to understand how he became radicalized. A government inquiry concluded the Australian hadn't posted on extremist websites. However, researchers have now traced anonymous violent posts to him, showing that he was planning the killings at least 4 years before it occurred.
BBC correspondent Celia Hatton. The BT Tower, a futuristic landmark on the London skyline for 60 years, has been sold. It will become a luxury hotel. More details at SRNNews.com.